parties and this and that and that. So you see a lot of them. Which one do you accept which is good for you? Which one does it work for you? Because each of these techniques is for one kind of people. We are different. And that difference is not for me to tell you. It's for you to find out. Because you should know you. You are building you. So you should know how do you learn. The first conclusion will be, if you want to learn something, you should carefully study it and really learn it. A little bit learning doesn't help. It's a killer. This is the outcome of the big story. Okay, I told the story. Do we need to read it? That's another point of this problem, that you should look how he is telling this, because that how is the builder of a part of the feeling in here, the passion that if you have never seen, you don't understand really. You have to see it. So in these examples, he will show you the passion, he will show you the tenderness, he will show you the attention and all that stuff. Okay, today is your turn because we read from this one.
The story of that handmaiden who gratified herself with the donkey of her lady. She had taught the donkey, like a goat and bear, to copulate like a human being. She put a gourd around the donkey's penis to limit its size. The lady found out, but did not notice the artifice of the gourd. She made an excuse to send the handmaiden away and got together with the donkey, but without using the gourd. She perished miserably. The handmaiden returned unexpectedly and mourned, saying, "O my soul, O light of my eyes, you saw the dick, but did not see the gourd. You saw the phallus, but you did not see the artifice." According to the tradition, every deficient one is accursed. Every deficient insight and understanding is a curse. For those deficient in respect of the outward eyes are objects of mercy and are not accursed. Recite, it is no crime in the blind. In their case, he has removed the crime, he has removed the curse, and he has removed the reproach and the wrath.
What a long, long title. One. He knows that he's going to talk about the penis and the Gordon and that kind of stuff, and the environment should be prepared for that. So he will give you the story in the title. This is what I want to talk about, okay? So you know the outcome, because the ending was explaining that this is it. When you learn something, you should open your eyes and see it all and blah, blah, blah. Yes.
The handmaiden spread herself beneath the ass from the agony of overwhelming sexual appetite. She had trained that male donkey to copulate so that the donkey had learned about human intercourse. This trickster had a gourd which she placed around its male member to control the size. That hag put the gourd on the phallus so that only half could penetrate during copulation. Had the entire donkey's cock entered her, it would have destroyed both her womb and intestines. The ass was becoming lean, and his mistress remained helpless, saying, "Why has this ass become as thin as a hair?" to show the ass to the shoeing smith and ask, what is his ailment, of which the result is leanness? No ailment was discerned in him. No one gave information concerning the cause thereof.
Okay. What is this? See, he was telling a story. Simple, right? Explanation was there, we got it. Then he started to talk about something else. First of all, as if the donkey, because of having sex, losing energy, is becoming weak and tinny. Which, there is no such a theory, but okay, it's made. Why? To show you something here. What did you notice here? We are talking about a lady who is seeing something but not looking carefully to see it all, right? But that's not the habit. It's not that is a lady like that. Opposite. When the donkey becomes a little bit tinny, she will call the specialist, come and see why this donkey is becoming tinny, why is this donkey losing weight? Means that he knows that for something you call the specialist, you study blah, 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 blah. But when that sexual heathen stuff comes, suddenly she forgets to do that, to ask that handmaiden, how did you do it? No. But all this study is to put you in that position. Yes?
Then she began to investigate in earnest. She became prepared to investigate at every moment. The soul must needs be devoted to earnest endeavor, for the earnest seeker will be a finder. When she investigated the donkey's situation, she saw the little Narcissus, the handmaiden, sleeping under the donkey. Through a crack in the door, she saw what was going on. The old woman marveled greatly thereat. The ass was screwing the handmaiden with just the same manner and involvement that men do with women. She became envious.
No. Correct the translation. The word is jealous. Do you remember the jealousy? One. First stuff we got, and I said, there is no stronger barrier than jealousy to go. So the lady is curiosity looking, and suddenly she became jealous. It's like that, why not me? That is the critical point, yes?
She became jealous and said, since this is possible, then I have the best right, for the ass is my property. The ass had been perfectly trained and instructed. The table is laid and the lamp is lit.
Mm-hmm. You see, attitude changed. Jealousy, period. That little feeling suddenly changed the character and she would kill herself, yes.
Feigning to have seen nothing, she knocked at the door of the room saying, how long will you be sweeping the room, old maid? She spoke these words as a blind. I have come, old maid, open the door. Then she became silent and said no more to the maid. She concealed the secret for the sake of her own desire.
Aha! This is why we started with those four words, that one of them was the real desire. Because when that desire is there and you become jealous, suddenly you don't think, you become silly. You do the bad stuff, yes.
Thereupon the maid hit all the apparatus of iniquity and came forward and opened the door. She made her face sour and her eyes full of moisture and rubbed her lips, meaning to say, I am fasting. In her hand was a soft broom, as though to say, I will sweep in the room in order to clean it. With the broom in her hand, she opened the door. The mistress said under her breath, O crafty one, you have made your face sour and taken a broom in your hand. Why has the ass turned away from his fodder? Half finished and agitated, its penis still moving, the ass's two eyes directed at the door, expecting you.
Because that Kenizak is trying to hide everything, but he cannot hide the erection of the donkey, and it's there. And the lady, we pretend that, okay, I got you, but she doesn't say anything. Yes.
This she said under her breath and concealed her thought from the maid. At that moment, she treated her like innocent persons honorably. Afterwards, she said to her, put the chandar on your head, go and take a message from me to such and such a house. Say so and so, and do so and so, I abridge the talk of the women.
This is the point. He gives all those details, and he said, I just shorten it. It's much longer, the story of ladies in this matter. But I shortened it. Means, pay attention. I can go on and go on and talk about all these tricks. But let's remain in the center of the subject. Yes?
Take the guess of what is to the purpose. When a discreet old woman has sent her maid away.
Say that again.
Take the guess of what is to the purpose.
I shorten it, so pay attention why I'm explaining all of this. Yes?
When the discreet old woman has sent the maid away, she was happy in the ecstasy of lust. Then she shut the door, saying, meanwhile, I have found privacy.
That appetite that we're talking about, do you remember the dog, which is constant appetite, this and that and that. Here, he brought it back and said, this is it. And that made him drunk somehow. Yes?
I will shout in thanksgiving. I am delivered from 4 dames and 2 dames. From pleasure, her lust became magnified 1,000-fold. She was agitated and inflamed with desire for the donkey. What of this lust? It made a puppet out of her. No wonder a scatterbrain becomes a mockery. Lustful desire makes the heart deaf and blind, so that an ass seems like Joseph, fire like light. Oh, many a one intoxicated with fire and seeking fire deems himself absolute light.
Read that again, please.
Oh, many a one intoxicated with fire and seeking fire deems himself absolute light.
You see, without any exaggeration, all of this I explained it. Look at the point. Get it. It's something. This is it. That appetite, that animal appetite, will make your heart blind, period. Therefore, that donkey will look like Joseph to you. This is how it is. When you're really excited sexually, the subject is the best for you in that moment. Yes?
He is lost unless a chosen servant of God or the pool of God himself leads him into the right way and turn over his leaf, so that he may know that the fiery phantom which he mistook for light in the path is but a loan.